Welcome to Community News and Review on 1230 WBZT, news talk of Broward County and the Palm Beaches. I'm Philip Bell, your host. Have you been denied credit, financing for a house because of your credit report, car? Are you overpaying for your financing needs as well? 80% of all credit reports have wrong information. Addressing these issues from Ask for Premier Credit, Alicia Kahn. She's helping us understand how credit restoration works. And I'd like to say good evening, Alicia.
Good evening, Phil. How are you tonight?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks.
You sound great. Well, Alicia, what are some of the things that consumers can do to improve their credit status on their own?
Actually, Phil, that is an excellent question. We've actually compiled a list of approximately 4 to 5 different ways that consumers can improve their credit status on their own. As a matter of fact, 65% of the controls are in the hands of a consumer. 35% of the control over the credit report I'm speaking about is in the hands of a legitimate credit restoration company, assuming that the consumer is enrolled in a program. Now, last time I was on your show, we talked about approximately 3 different ways that consumers can improve their credit status on their own. I want to actually address one more way today. However, I thought I would just quickly review those items for your listening audience. The first way that we talked about last time to kind of maintain or improve your credit status is truly not to be allowing anyone to pull your credit reports unnecessarily, or we call it frivolously. Of course, there are many times we have to have someone pull our report, but we always recommend to try to be prudent, not to allow your reports to be pulled unnecessarily, because it will lower your score.
But Alicia, if you're shopping for a car and you go to 10 different locations looking, and a lot of people do go to several, they're always going to pull their credit to see what financing is available. Would it be in your best interest to show them your credit report, and that way they don't pull it until you decide you want to go forward?
Well, there's actually 2 answers to that question. The first answer is, before you even go to the car dealership, I always recommend to our clients especially to go online to pull your consumer credit report, whereby your score will not be lowered. At least you'll have a ballpark figure, or you can gauge whether, number one, you'll be approved. That's the first thing. You don't want to go to the car dealership and just find out you're not approved at all. So the first thing is to at least find out that you're in the ballpark to be approved. Then you proceed to wherever you're going to be shopping for a car. Yes, a lot of people will shop around at different places. I may have mentioned this last time I was on the show, there was a law that was passed a couple of years ago which stated that the credit reporting agencies, they're only allowed to lower your score once in the course of 30 days when you're shopping for a loan, for a car, or for a home. Whether or not that law is being abided by is another story. But as I mentioned before, for instance, you don't want to be in the mall going to every single store trying to apply for a retail card, right? So you want to be prudent, especially if you're in the market to buy a car or a home. You want to make sure you're not pulling that score unnecessarily.
Well, that's just it, pulling it unnecessarily. Make sure that you are going to follow through. Because the worst thing is, from what I understand, Alicia, is that it's one thing to have your credit check, but it's another thing not to get the credit you were applying for. From what I understand, also that can lead to a mark as well.
Well, each time your score is pulled in general, each time your credit report is pulled in general, your score will drop approximately 3 to 5 points. The flip side to that is, in 3 to 6 months from the day that you allowed your report to be pulled, your score will come back to where it was prior to it being pulled. And even better news than that is that the credit reporting agencies are required to remove that inquiry every 2 years. So that, but let's say, you know, most of the clients in our program, they're not qualifying for credit anyway. So we tell them it's better while you're in the program, kind of keep a low credit profile. Wait for us to bring you to the best place possible so you can obtain the best interest rate on your next investment, even a simple credit card.
I want our listeners to know that you have a common sense approach to what you do. You work within the laws, over 300 statutes, 370, I believe you explained to me.
Yeah, 320 laws.
One of our guests that you know is Willie the Bee Man. He's listening, and he had a very important question. I know I've had others who asked me.
Hi there. The other day, I got a letter in the mail that one of my AX lowered my rating, not my credits, my limit for my credit card, because what happened was that one of my other credit cards, which I hadn't used in over a year, which had a very high limit on it, I didn't use it, so they canceled my card. Now, this other credit company says, now your ratio is higher than what it should be, so we're lowering our limit down so because of that, and your rating went down lower. Did that make
sense?
Your
credit score went down because they gave you a lower limit on your credit card?
No. What happened, my credit card was canceled because I hadn't used it for over a year.
Okay, that can happen. Actually, the credit reporting agencies can stop reporting if a card that you're not using at all in approximately 3 to 4 months. They can stop reporting it if it's just not used. But you're saying your other card lowered your credit limit because another card you had was canceled for not using it.
Correct. Exactly. I had over an $800 rating, and now it's down to $750.
Mm-hmm. The scores usually do not lower because cards are closed. When they're open, it serves, and you're using it, your scores will improve. When you have an active and open card, it'll keep improving. But when you that's why we recommend for our clients not to close the cards. And in your case, it was closed, involuntarily because you weren't using it. But when you close it, it shouldn't really lower your score. But the contrary is true. If you're using it, it'll improve your score, if you follow what I'm saying.
I would have to see your credit report,
the whole report, because there's so many moving parts going on at any given point in time in order to tell you exactly or possibly explain to you the causes as to why you score. But that's an excellent score if you're close to 800.
I like it to stay up there.
That's right. when the credit status is changed, it puts down who changed it, whether it's canceled by Willie or, in this case, canceled by the grantor. And that can have an effect. But we only have a few minutes left, but one of the things I wanted to bring out to our audience is that I'd like you to give some useful examples of one of your favorite success stories, or several, so they could understand. They're sitting in the same position and not aware that they could be helped. Willie, I don't know if you know this or not, but she could even help get student loans removed off your credit report.
Well, I got two stepsons that really could use your help.
Absolutely. She's the best.
Thank you, Phil. We appreciate that. You were asking me
examples of your favorite success stories before we go.
Sure. Actually, there are hundreds of people that we've helped. We've been in business now approximately 6 years.
Right.
There are hundreds of people we've helped to acquire cars, acquire credit cards, acquire home loans where they were not able to do that prior. There are many stories that come to mind. There's one in particular that's always kind of touched me, personally, I guess, or professionally, I could say, many people have come to us. Everyone has their own particular set of circumstances. This one particular person was actually a young lady in her 20s who came to us a couple of years back. She actually found us in the Yellow Pages, the real Yellow Pages, the book. She found us in the Yellow Pages. She called us, and she explained to me that when she was 18, her mom she was a student, and her mom was helping her to improve her credit status, which parents can do for their children. She was attaching her name to various credit cards, to an equity line of credit, and they took out another private loan. Anyway, she was helping her to build her credit, and her credit was slowly increasing. Actually, she was doing very well. A couple of years later, after I would say three years after her mom was helping her, very, very, very unfortunately, her mom had passed away.
Oh.
And she explained to us that as a student, she wasn't working. She was left with all these bills, and she couldn't pay them. So her credit status started to, as you could imagine, plummet, and she had all kinds of credit issues. going forward now, 3 more years in time, that's when she called upon us. I personally met with her. I told her, don't worry, we're going to do, you know, everything we can to help you. She had 23 derogatory items on her credit report. Now go forward again, approximately, she stayed with us about 15 months in the program. We removed 22 out of the 23 derogatory items off of her credit report. Her credit status started to soar all over again.
Wow.
She actually called us from the bank. She called us from inside. By the way, her goal was to purchase a home on her own. That was her mother's goal for her as well as her goal for herself. Her mother was trying to help her to eventually purchase a home on her own. She called us from inside SunTrust Bank and told us that the mortgage broker, he just pulled her credit report. She was in the upper 700s, and that she was just approved for her first townhome.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, two months later, she called me from her home, yeah. And she told me she's now living inside her home, and we were very, very happy. I was just so happy we were able to do that for her.
You know, Alicia, I wish we certainly had more time. Ask for Premier Credit. They're not credit consolidation in any way, shape, or form. Matter of fact, what they do is they help you achieve your credit goals, your purchasing goals. There's no reason, right, Alicia, no reason why you should pay such high interest rates because you have wrong things that should be removed on your credit report. And you've had such great success. Matter of fact, the next time you come on, I'd like you to have one of your clients come on to talk about their situation. Same situation a lot of my listeners are sitting into, I'm sure, right now, that there is
absolutely
hope. And there's quick turnaround. Within first 45 days, your program gets a lot of the stuff removed, and then it takes the other stuff will eventually move forward because you work on it every single day, and your clients are well-informed. We appreciate you coming on. We need to get going here. And, Alicia, what is the best contact information for you?
Sure, it's 954-217-3763. I'm at extension 6. We have a toll-free number as well, which is 1-866-598-6364, and we're here to help.
And you have a great staff. I've spoken to one of your assistants, Darcy, who's phenomenal, very professional. Real privilege to work with you, and I mean that. Alicia Khan, appreciate you coming on. We'll certainly catch up soon. And for your next coming installment coming up next month regarding credit restoration, and we hope that you could make it to the resort next time.
Absolutely.
Next time you're on, that'd be great. And bring your friends, of course. This has been Alicia Khan. Ask for Premier Credit, and you deserve Premier Credit. You know, there's things on a credit report that should not be there, and you need to take a swift, decisive action. Thank you again, Alicia.